The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to the assistant coach of London Pulse, Natalie Pepperell. Nat, great to speak as always. First question, I suppose, is how pre-season's gone?
You know what? I'd love to say it's been smooth sailing, but for Pulse, it's been exceptionally short in some areas of the court. As you know, some of our players have been out on international duty. And so we've only just really got some of them back in the last week. So the build-up with the other girls has been brilliant. They've had lots of time, and the girls coming back in, they've adapted amazingly, don't get me wrong, but it's tricky. It's really tough to turn them around in time for Super Cup this weekend.
How do you balance that with so many away?
We're very lucky in the fact that Sam has created a fantastic environment. So we have our 17s, 19s, 23s and Super League all train alongside each other. So we have the flexibility to link the next gen in really well with the Super League. So although they've had their separate sessions, and sometimes it's kind of nice being able to do that one-to-one work with some of the players, they have been able to integrate with the next gen. So it's a workable situation, but it is just that speed of making sure that everybody connects and everyone is on the same page when they all get back together.
I think I saw recently a post from Sam, and she said that 17, 18, 19 had all won on a weekend. That's incredible. That just goes to show maybe the talent that's going to be there and maybe progresses to Super League in future years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? London Pulse is renowned for its ability to develop talent. I mean, our franchise performance lead, Rowena, is phenomenal. She's great at what she does. And it was a really good day, actually, a whole sort of festival of netball with those five matches. And yeah, coming out with the five wins was brilliant. And Sharon, obviously, leading the next gen as well. And what's really great, especially with that crossover at training, is that it's almost seamless when the transition from one to the other happens. So like we had a training game last night, and some of the next gen stepped up to that, and they literally slot in beautifully. So yeah, I think that, you know, having that training environment where you can see the next level and you can be inspired by the next level, and then ultimately you can transition into it, is huge in developing the next generation of players.
Yeah. And Super Cup's first up, kickstarted Pulse's season last year really well, didn't it? You'd be wanting to do the same?
Yeah, I mean, everybody will be wanting to win the Super Cup. No one goes into a tournament with the view of losing. But at the same point in time, I think, you know, we see it as the event that it is. It's the starter to the Super League season. Everyone's testing each other out. As I alluded to before, we do have some next gen that are coming along, as I think quite a few teams do. So I think the biggest aim of it is to make sure that we get our team firing together for the main season, and to make sure that all our processes, procedures, etc. are in place, and that we're in a really good place. And if we come out with a win from that, brilliant. If we don't, it's not the end of the world. You know, the big eyes really are on the season, and the Super Cup is fun. So we just want to go out there and enjoy it and play our best netball.
As for last season, do you look back on it now, or has that been and gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different task, isn't it, this season? Last season, we were kind of like the underdogs. Everybody knew we had a good team. It was really obvious. But we weren't going in with any sort of prior wins, if that makes sense. So we were very much sort of chasing that title. And it's a completely different kettle of fish going into a league where you are the reigning champions. It's almost different pressures. So I think there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes as to what that looks like, what the in-training environment looks like, and what our expectations look like from going into a season where we don't want to do the same thing. We actually want to play better netball than last year. We want to keep improving, and we don't want to sit back on our laurels and be a bit like, oh, well, we're the reigning champions. We have to keep pushing on because everybody will. So yeah, it's a completely different reflection of how we take what was an incredible season and incredible performances, and how do we continue to step that up.
Got to ask, what do you make of Sam Marie and Sophie joining the league? But I mean, Pulse have strengthened too, haven't you?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I was talking to Camo about Sam Marie, because obviously, you know, everybody that watched the test series, I think, was a bit, wow, fantastic player, as are all of the imports this season that have joined. There doesn't seem to be any weak links. And Camo was really chilled about it. It's like, oh, you know, you get to play against your teammate. And she was like, look, you know, it's great. We know each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses. And It's like any other player. We'll obviously do our research. That doesn't take anything away from her, but everybody has their weak points. So we'll just be looking at every team and every squad and what their weak points are and trying to expose them and really promote our strengths against that. And yeah, it's the same as anything else. But yeah, I think it's really exciting for the league to have such amazing players coming in and joining it and strengthening it. And, you know, if you want to be the best, you want to play against the best, right? So it's a good thing.
Hi, this is Tyler Orr and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Netball Show with Fly Hook back with Nat Pepperell. Nat, new year, new challenge. Performance director for Netball Netherlands.
I mean, they're just starting out on their performance journey, currently working towards becoming members of Europe Netball and members of World Netball, full members, and some really exciting, talented people in the country working towards it. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
How is that going to work around Pulse? And I suppose, are you still able to do your Ireland commitments?
So I stepped away from Ireland in December, mainly because of the travel, the logistics. It was obviously with the Super League, it's quite difficult. And lots of Ireland's commitments were during the Super League period. Last year was sort of like the first season of doing full on Pulse at the same time. And, you know, I had a fantastic time with Ireland and wouldn't change it for the world, but it was time to move on and allow someone else to step into that role. The performance director role for Netherlands, like I said, it's a blank canvas at the moment. We're starting from scratch. So lots of it at the moment I can do remotely in terms of looking at plans, strategies, how we build over 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. So it's not quite as much travel during this really sticky period of Super League. And then I guess like all the international players, once that Super League period's over, then there can be more travel to really support. So it's just about managing your diary really and making sure that where crunch points are within the season, another side will just ease off a bit.
Definitely about sharing your knowledge, mind and doing your bit though, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I'm so lucky to be at Pulse as again in that respect. I know Sam was really encouraging on me going for this role and really supportive, and they're quite happy to step in and help and support and offer resources wherever they can to develop netball. As you know, Sam Bird's ethos on netball is pretty much empowering women and girls from all regions and all backgrounds to do as much netball as possible and, you know, develop the next leaders and everything else. And so, yeah, I'm very lucky to have almost that powerhouse a little bit behind me and in support of that. So, yeah, it'll be great.
This season as well, I suppose, like me, you'd be looking forward to the ongoing growth of Darcy and Gracie as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts, isn't it? Me and my daughter were talking yesterday, actually, travelling home from training, and we were just laughing about the fact that we think Grace is eligible for under-19s for this year and the following year, and yet she's going into her second year at Super League level. So I think when you see her and Darcy on court, it just doesn't really compute that they're so young. But yeah, they're doing really well in training, again, just growing and growing. And the sky's the limit, isn't it? It's fantastic to have such good youngsters coming through.
Recently got a new team manager of the settled in, all right, and obviously team behind the team really as well.
Yeah, Tracy Phillips has joined us as team manager. Lisa hasn't left us, for those of you who know Lisa, don't panic, she's still with us behind the scenes. But yeah, Tracy's great. She's already impressed the girls with her cookies and her baking capacity. So yeah, we're very happy to have her on board, and she's such a good human and a good person. And again, I think that's just paramount of working at Pulse. You've got to be a good human, and she really is. So yeah, she's settled in beautifully.
Steph at Flyhawk has done you proud again on a new kit as well, hasn't she?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. To be fair, look, when we looked at last year's kit, I was like, I have no idea how she's going to top it, because last year's I was blown away by, and then the kit launch happened this year, and she's done it. I don't know how she manages to just get better and better and better. And they just, without sounding really cheesy, they fit so well. The material's lovely. It's just everything about it is so professional, and the girls look great in it. So yeah, Steph is just an absolute genius.
Excellent. And it's good to hear that that's extending as well, that partnership. Finally, Nat, we maybe get an idea of what it's like for the players pre-season, players pre-Super Cup. What's it like for you, and what's it like for that management team?
as nervous as they are?
I don't think we're nervous, to be fair. Like I said, with the Super Cup, it's we know that we've got new combinations. You know, like I say, Camo's only just joined us. I think she landed on the 4th of February. And then obviously there's a period where she's just like slowly easing into training. So I think she'll have had 3 sessions by the time we hit Super Cup. So we're really aware of where we are in terms of having those new combinations back in. And we're really aware that we're going to go out and, like I say, try and do our best netball. And I think it's exciting, really. It's an exciting place to be as a management team because, you know, you're getting to input to these players and build. And the challenge to turn it around in such a short space of time is a challenge that we will all embrace. But yeah, we're in good spirits, very chipper, I would say, at the moment. And we'll go and enjoy Saturday. And then when we hit Thunder on our first home game, which is ridiculous number of tickets sold, I think we're creeping up to 5,000 now. The cracker box is going to be insane. It'll be electric. So that's going to be... oh, it's just spine tingling awesome. So if you haven't got your tickets, a little bit of a plug, come and see that game because it's gonna go off.
Would that be available at londonpulsenetball.com?
Yeah, www.londonpulsenetball.com. That'll give you the link to Ticketline to get your tickets. So yeah, I'm not sure whether we'll have any available on the door at the minute because, they're selling out and I think there is a limit. So yeah, get your tickets now and don't be disappointed that you missed that game because the Copper Box last year, I think we played Loughborough and we won that game by 1 and there was like almost 4,000 people in the crowd and it was just, honestly, it was goosebumps because the crowd was so amazing. You know what it's like when the Copper Box is full. So to have almost 5,000 fans in there, I can't imagine it yet, but it's going to be nuts. So yeah, if you haven't got your tickets, come down and see us.
Best wishes for the season ahead, Nat. Speak soon.
Thanks so much, Andy. You too. Take care.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.